Hello, hello to all my friends, and welcome to Anatomy of the Heart. My name is Stephanie, and each week we are going to dive into a time where we take a moment to pause and take a deep breath, allowing for God to fill us with His glory. This is a time for us to take an inventory of our hearts and to get ready to grow in our faith each day. So join me as I share weekly devotionals for the imperfect, tired, yet fully capable in the eyes of our Father. Hey guys, I would love to hear what is on your heart. I would love to hear what the Lord has been speaking to you, especially if you've been listening to the podcast. I want to know where God has shined a light in the darkness, encouragement, or maybe a word that the Lord has spoke through me for you. So please get onto Instagram, Anatomy of the Heart. Send me a message, and I look forward to hearing from you. So my son Logan, he always seems to ask, you know, interesting and at times very thoughtful questions. The other day he asked me, "Mom, does God ever sleep?" And I said, "No, baby, he doesn't need to sleep like we do." He said, "Yes, I know, because he's always watching over us. But Mom, doesn't he get tired?" I love my five-year-old, and the things that he says often makes me think. I know I use him a lot in, you know, a lot of my devotionals and things like that. But gosh, I mean, if we could only take a little bit from our children, they teach us something. And sometimes we don't even realize what they're teaching us. And later we, you know, we realize that the things that they teach us definitely, you know, can really make us change our outlook on things. I want to read to you from Psalms 121, verses 1 through 4. This verse is a pretty well-known verse. It says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Attention to verse 4, it talks about the word slumber. The word slumber in Hebrew actually means drowsy or to nod off, right? And so just like I spoke with Logan and I told him, you know, our God doesn't need to rest because he's always working. He never sleeps. And so he's always, you know, not in a slumber state. He's not going to drowse off on us. He's not going to nod off, you know, in the middle of a movie like I often do. And speaking of movies, I was wondering, considering the topic, have you ever seen the movie While You Were Sleeping? It's an old school movie, 1995. I absolutely love it. Sandra Bullock. She plays this lonely transient worker. Her name is Lucy. And she has this massive crush on this dude named Peter. And he's just a guy that, you know, comes through the train every day. And she never actually has spoken to him. But she just is just like totally a huge crush on him, right? And so actually an accident happens and she's able to pull him from the path of an oncoming train, but he sustained injuries and it put him into a coma. And so while he's in this coma, his family assumes that Lucy is her, you know, is his fiance because she is there at the hospital with him. And well, Lucy doesn't correct them. So they take her into their home and into their family. And of course things get complicated and you'll just have to watch the movie to find out what happened. But have you ever felt like you were in the middle of a story plot that you didn't write? I mean, you were like in a deep sleep, a dream that you couldn't get out of. You're like, what's going on? You know, the feeling of being attacked around every corner and turn. So you've tried and you tried. And the story that is written in front of you, it's just not what you had planned. And so you're so worried that you lose sleep at night even. And so, actually, as I am writing this, I have been up since 1:15 during this time in worship and prayer for my thoughts, worries, praying for a breakthrough. But you know what? The devil is an author of lies. He will mess with you. He will totally mess with your sleep. He wants us to lose sleep because when we lose sleep, we become weak. For me personally, when I lose sleep, I can physically become ill. Like my stomach will hurt. My body will hurt. I will become nauseous. I become irritated easily, among other things. And that is what the devil is counting on. He wants to catch me when I am not at my best. He wants to whisper in the dead of the night lies. He wants to break us down. I was looking on just different things about sleep as I was trying to write this, and I found an interesting fact about giraffes. And you may know this. I think I may have read it before in the past, but for some reason, it just kind of really popped out to me. In giraffes, they have the shortest sleep cycle of any mammal. They actually only sleep between 10 minutes and like 2 hours in a 24-hour period. So that's like an average of about 1.9 hours of sleep a day. And so giraffes, they must sleep intermittently because of the many risks that they might face in the wild around them. So, you know, several predators consider a giraffe like a meal that can last for days, right? Because it's such a big animal. And so giraffes, they need to stay alert at every moment, even while they're sleeping. For this reason, giraffes in the wild won't sleep for more than 5 minutes at a time. And so is it silly for me to pray that I want the Lord to give me the spirit of a giraffe? I mean, I thought about that, and I never thought I would love giraffes as much as I do now. But we need to be like this beautiful animal while we need to sleep, and we need to let the Lord be on alert for the predators for us. But we need to be aware of every moment and every situation that can make our enemy catch us when we are weak, when we are tired. But why is it, and what is it so hard for us to give our anxieties over to the Lord, right? To allow Him to take our worries, to let the Lord take our minds captive. We know that He can be the person to take the predators captive, but yet, like the giraffe, we don't sleep because we are afraid of the wild. And so some things that I was thinking that could cause sleep deprivation, you know, our lifestyle choices, work, obligations that we may have, maybe a sleep disorder, worry, babies for sure, medical conditions. You know, when we have sleep deprivation, you know, when we're sleep deprived, oh my gosh, it can mess with us. Like, for reals, when my kids don't get enough sleep, they are completely just not the most glorious children to be around at the moment. And I mean, let's be honest, I'm not either. But there are some other serious things that can happen when we become sleep deprived. You know, some of the most potential problems with chronic sleep deprivation can be like hypertension, diabetes, heart failure, strokes, weight gain, depression. I mean, have you ever or currently been so tired of your grief, tired of being lost in negative emotions, lost your hope, lost your peace, lost your joy? I mean, stuck in a struggle and don't know when or how you're even going to receive an answer that you need? Hard to sleep when you have a ton on your mind, right? But God sees each of our struggles. I mean, I know that I'm not the only one waking up at 1:15, 2:45, 3:15, exhausted and mentally and can't go back to sleep. You are in the battle of a mind, but you aren't alone and you aren't the only one having this battle. I'm pretty sure as this falls on people's ears, they're thinking, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yep, totally, that's me. But God's wanting to heal us from this. He wants to give us rest. He wants to give us a smile again. He wants to give us that joy again. God is capable when we aren't able. Let me read that again. God is capable when we aren't able. God, the one who keeps us, will not doze off, won't nod off. He's available. He's watching and moving every second, every every moment of every day. He has never, ever abandoned you, and he won't ever abandon you. I want us to read Psalms 121, 1 through 4 again, but this time, instead of you saying you, I want you to replace that verse with the word me, because I think it's really cool if you read it like that. And so it says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let me slip. He who watches over me will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And so the psalm was a song that was sung by some travelers that were putting their trust in God through their journey. The singer, or maybe the singers of this psalm, they're still very far from the appointed place of worship, right? Lifting his eyes toward the distance of the mountains, he's not far from Jehovah. However, in Jehovah's keeping, even though far from the center of external worship. So the singer, he understands that the group didn't need to arrive at Jerusalem before they came under God's protective care. He would watch over them on the journey. God is just as present in our journey as he is present in our destination. And so when we come in contact, like the giraffe, maybe with things in the wild, you know, we need to remember that God is in the present situation. He's in our journey, and he's in our situation for the future. And so I pray that you hear those words and that you, you know, that you rest in him. Let us pray. Oh, our God, you are our rest. Help us with our racing minds, our troubled hearts, amidst our doubt, our anxiety, our uncertainty. I ask for your constant and complete awareness of your presence, directing my thoughts towards you. I do pray that for those that need it, that sleep will come, that rest will come. I pray for peace upon each of us now. Let our soul take peace and rest in the comfort of your presence. In the waking or sleeping, O Lord, that you would be our guide. Give us strength. We love you. Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening to Anatomy of the Heart. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, make sure to share and follow with all of your friends.